thank you for considering this important piece of legislation. This bipartisan and bicameral bill will make Pennsylvania a leader in the fight to end human trafficking. Despite our best efforts, and we have made significant efforts, at least in my time here in the Capitol, Senator Greenleaf's Safe Harbor Bill, so many members around this table who have worked diligently to address this problem. And it's a problem, unfortunately, that continues to affect every corner of our Commonwealth. And in order to effectively end human trafficking in the Commonwealth, we need to shut off demand. Gone are the days where we would label victims of human trafficking as prostitutes. Gone are the days when we would label those who solicited the services of a victim of human trafficking as someone who simply was caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's time that we stand with victims of human trafficking to send a message. We stand with them. We want to fight to end this egregious industry in Pennsylvania. This legislation is the next step that we must take to expand on the efforts of the General Assembly over the last several years. Senate Bill 60 increases penalties on those criminals who recruit, entice, solicit, advertise, harbor, transport, provide, obtain, or maintain a trafficked victim. If that victim is used for sexual servitude, the penalty for the criminal is a first-degree felony. If that victim is used for labor servitude, the penalty for the criminal is a second-degree felony. We also increase the penalty to a super felony if the victim is a minor. The key component of this legislation is that it will increase the penalties on those who patronize these victims of human trafficking from $500 to at least $1,000 for the first offense, over $5,000 for a second offense, and any additional offenses will result in a fine of at least $10,000. If the victim is a minor, the fine will be no less than $10,000 for a first offense. As someone who represents a district along Interstate 83, many of you have districts along our major interstates as well, and we know that victims are trafficked through our state and our districts each and every day. As William Wilberforce, who fought slavery in Europe during the 19th century, said, "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say that you did not know." A lot of input went into this legislation. This legislation mirrors bipartisan legislation here in the House, House Bill 12, championed by Representative Seth Grove and Representative Wendy Thomas. I'm also grateful for the input of the District Attorneys Association and our own York County District Attorney Dave Sunday for all of his expertise. And most importantly, I'm very thankful for the many advocates all across the state who worked with us on this legislation.